Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another fantastic, fabulous, and entertaining, and hopefully incredibly horny making episode of My Orgasmic Life. Okay, so I'm recording live in my loyal fans page. So if you really, really want to be able to engage and interact with me and ask me questions, you know, you want to become a member of my loyal fans page, which is Empress Gaia One. And the link should be in the show notes, or you can find it on my website, empressgaia.com. The bottom of the page, every page is the little link to loyal fans. You can click there and become a member and not only enjoy the engagement of listening to and helping, you know, engage with me and ask me questions while I'm recording podcasts, but then you also get the luxury of watching me work in the dungeon and when I get super horny, making porn and all sorts of other fun things. Aw, thanks, man. So, let's get to our topic. My health and lactation. So, earlier this year, we started the adventure, me and a bunch of other wonderful subbies. And they were like, we started the process of induced lactation. If you don't know what induced lactation or forced lactation is, it's where you help the breasts of to produce milk. And that milk, induced lactation, by the way, can happen to, vagina owners with boobs, and it can also happen with penis owners that have nipples, okay? So, anyways, where was I? Oh, yes, talking about my boobs. So, early in the year, I started the process of, you know, one of my deepest desires is to have these beautiful breasts of mine filled with milk, and to have these, I think I'll call them udders, and for me then drop into being a hoo cow and all sorts of fun things I can do with, you know, with clients and being able to squirt people with breast milk. And just it's one of my, and I've tried a couple different times to make this fantasy into a reality. But it's very time consuming. It's very much, you need to be incredibly dedicated and you have to allot a certain part of your life to doing this. So the first time I tried was like years and years and years ago. And, I dedicated 3 months of my life and I pumped my breasts 3 times a day, but it didn't have a really good quality breast pump. And that makes a difference. So I got a little bit of milk, but not a lot. And then my life took over. The next time, I'm glad that you're enjoying my voice. The next time I attempted to do that was earlier this year. And I got the right breast pump. I got a bunch of sucklers that were all in, on board. And we really were, it was amazing. And the problem is that as I did too quick, too fast, and then my body, the drastic change in the hormones that need to happen. The drastic need in the hormones that need to happen caused me to flare up migraines. And so I was having extreme migraines, and we needed to figure out with the doctors what kind of medication, what we needed to do about that. And so we sorted that piece out. As well as I had some other health issues going on with digestion, and I was throwing up all the time, and I had a whole bunch of stuff going on earlier in this year. So I had surgery to heal my stomach, and now I'm recovered. Yay, which is very exciting. So we embarked last week on starting the process again to induce lactation. So by the time you hear this, I'll be in 5 weeks of the adventure of lactation. So, where was I? Okay. So, we're going to do it really, really slow. All right. Just like a snail's pace. And it means that, the last week I did one suckling session and let my body acclimatize. This week, I'm doing two suckling sessions. And the following week will be three. You're getting the food. Four until we're up to once a day. Then we move to working up once to two times every daily to three times a day. And once we get there, hopefully at that point, moving really slowly, my body will be able to handle the hormonal changes gradually, and so we'll handle it better. And the hope is that then these beautiful, beautiful breasts of mine that are already huge will be able to really drop in and be filled with milk. And once they get filled with milk, then it becomes a part of my life, which is part of why this fantasy is a big commitment to exploring, because you work so hard to maintain to get it happening. And then once it happens, if you don't use it, you lose it. So then I'm be beautifully producing milk from these beautiful breasts, which at that point, I can do many things. I can donate my breast milk to organizations where infants are without a mom and you need breast milk for clients, suckling sessions, and then for my own enjoyment and fun. So, yay! Now, my stomach issues that that I was having, I had surgery. Surgery went really well. I'm now completely recovered, and I've adding brand new foods to my system, which is very exciting. And I'm getting stronger every day, and I'm working out, and I'm going swimming, and all those things, by the way, will also help with the induced lactation, because part of the migraine issues were also how much weight started to be pulled on my neck from my breasts being suckled on. So having all of my neck and arms and shoulders and chest being and my core being very strong will help that process along, which is, so we don't have any injuries and we don't have any problems. So that's going really well. Yeah. So I just wanted to kind of give you all a heads up. I always can use more sucklers on team lactation. So if you are in the KW, Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario, Canada area, and you want to help out and be a part of the team, you can reach out to me. You find out all the details and what that looks like and where to apply at empressguide.com. And if you are from out of town and would like an extended, you're like, yeah, I'm on board and I'd like to be on the team, but I have to travel to see you. Can I come for a weekend or can I come for a week? That can be arranged later on once I'm doing daily, once we're in the daily and multiply times a day, then it makes sense to travel. Otherwise, it's you're going to be very bored unless you want me to lock you up in the dungeon. I can do other things too. So, reach out. And I think that's it. What else? Yeah, I'm excited. All right, go team go. Let's see what the body can do. And I have I have people sucklers. I have these are the things that I'm doing. If you want to learn more about induced lactation, join my loyal fans page. I did a whole episode on lactation 101, induced lactation 101. So you can go and watch that video where and it's super hot. And not only is it educational, but it's also super hot of all the different ways to allow that to happen and make that happen. So I have an industrial milking machine. So there's lots of fun to be had. And I'm excited. So, so for my listeners who were, watching me, one of the things that they had asked me is, could they be my slave? And that they're new to the lifestyle. So I just want to say, yes, you can be my slave. And I love newbies and corrupting newbies. However, it's important to understand that spending time with me is something that is a paid privilege to do so, as it is my expertise. And if you want to understand more about that and why it costs money to spend time with me, go listen to episode My Orgasmic Life, which can be found on any of the podcasting platforms, as well as if you're on Loyal Fans here, the episode will be in my feed. And it's called and it's episode 371, and it's called Why It Costs Money to Spend Time With Me. And it explains all about why and what you get and the benefits and all the beautiful things. So the answer is yes, you can. Go listen to that episode so you understand. Then go to empressgaia.com and fill out your application. That's how you get to spend time with me. That's the process to becoming a slave, my little subby, spending time worshiping my breasts, all of those things. That's how that happens. Okay. Until next time, stay horny, stay kinky, and of course, stay curious. Bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know. Because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know what, how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners. Until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.